Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam. My friends, let me share with you some shocking information. The president of Mexico is not exactly America's friend. He has placed a series of demands that he would like the United States to meet. And I'm talking about President Manuel Lopez Obrador. He is not ready to help the United States to address the migrant crisis unless the United States meets his demands. President Obrador said that he wants the U.S. to make a commitment to send $20 billion to Latin American and Caribbean countries every year. Wow. Think about it. The president of Mexico wants the U.S. to make a commitment to send $20 billion to Latin American and Caribbean countries every year. So it seems that the president of Mexico now wants to dictate how American tax dollars should be used, which countries the tax dollars should be sent to. I mean, just imagine that. This is not exactly the kind of neighbor that people want. You would think that the leader of our neighboring country would be friendly and helpful. That does not seem to be the case here, my friends. $20 billion is a huge sum of money. It's a massive sum of money. But it's not just money. President Obrador also wants the United States to lift sanction from Venezuela. Okay, so now the Mexican president wants to dictate our foreign policy. What else does he want, you may wonder. You may be asking, what else does the Mexican president want? President Obrador of Mexico also wants the U.S. to lift embargo from Cuba. Oh my God. This guy, Mexico's president, he wants to dictate our foreign policy. He wants the United States foreign policy to be what he wants it to be. We are the United States of America. Does the Mexican president think that we will run our foreign policy based on his demands? He represents a different country. President Obrador represents Mexico. He cannot dictate American foreign policy. I mean, does he really think that our foreign policy will be what he wants it to be? I mean, this is ridiculous. And what else does he want? And the next thing that I'm about to tell you will absolutely shock you. The president of Mexico wants law-abiding Mexicans living in the U.S. illegally to be given U.S. citizenship. I just can't believe it. I simply cannot believe that the president of Mexico made such a demand. I mean, think about it. He wants law-abiding Mexicans who are here in the United States illegally to be given U.S. citizenship. This does not make sense. How can an illegal immigrant be law-abiding? As soon as a foreign national breaks American immigration laws, that person is no longer law-abiding. Our immigration laws are American laws. Our immigration laws are U.S. laws. If someone breaks American immigration laws, how can that person be law-abiding? So here's a recap. Here's a recap of what the president of Mexico wants from the U.S. He wants the U.S. to send $20 billion American taxpayer dollars to Latin American and Caribbean countries every year. This is not a one-time payment. It's every year. He wants $20 billion to be sent to Latin American and Caribbean countries every year. And then he wants the U.S. to lift sanctions from Venezuela and Cuba. And he wants illegal immigrants from Mexico to get U.S. citizenship. President Obrador is not going to help the U.S. with the migrant crisis unless America meets his demands. If Mexico wants, they can help stop this crisis because the country on the other side of our southern border is Mexico. If Mexico wants to help, they can help the U.S. stop this influx of illegal immigrants. But the president of Mexico made it very clear that he has a series of demands, and unless the U.S. meets his demands, he is not going to help. Of course, the bigger problem that we have is lack of leadership in our own country. With Joe Biden in the White House, our southern border continues to remain open. The Mexican president clearly said that unless the United States meets his demands, the flow of migrants will continue. This is what he said. This is what President Obrador said, that unless the U.S. meets his demands, the flow of migrants will continue. Just think about the kind of neighbor we have. The president of Mexico, Mexico is the neighboring country. The president of Mexico has publicly stated in front of the whole world, he has publicly stated a series of demands, and he said, unless we meet his demands, the flow of migrants will continue. My friends, what we need is a strong leader in the White House who can secure the southern border. We need a president who can stop the influx of illegal immigrants. We need an American leader who can enforce our nation's immigration laws and stop the border crisis. But unless we have a strong leader in the White House, the problem will not be solved. As you can see, the Mexican president does not want to help because he knows that our country does not have strong leadership right now. With President Joe Biden in the White House, with the Biden administration in charge, the border remains open and the border crisis continues. So President Obrador is taking advantage of the situation by placing a series of demands. He is trying to dictate how American tax dollars should be used. He's trying to dictate what our foreign policy should be and more. This is completely unacceptable. My friends, share with me your thoughts. Please let me know what your views are. What do you think about this whole situation? I want to hear your opinion. So visit my website, tosifanam.net. Send me a message. If you want to email me, my email address is the following, tosif@tosifanam.net. Thank you once again for continuing to listen to my podcast. Please connect with me on social media. I am on Facebook. I am on Instagram. I am on X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm also on Truth Social. So please connect with me on social media. Once again, thank you for continuing to listen to my podcast, and I hope to be back again soon with a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam.